Ceylon Sonmez, also on Facebook, raises an interesting question about the cost of production, not just of the infrastructure to supply the hydrogen, but also the cars and vehicles themselves. Is it just market forces that are meaning these vehicles are currently very expensive, and as soon as they become more mainstream, the price is just going to fall? Or is there some fundamental reason why it's going to be more expensive, if indeed it is?
Well, it is a little bit of both, but I think it's more market forces than anything else. Now, about 5 years ago, I think what the first proper hydrogen fuel cell car was technically launched, and they were about $1 million each. But now, just now, Toyota are now selling them for just over $100,000 each. So in a few years, it's gone down tenfold in price. We've only got to stick with it. The fuel cell market is absolutely skyrocketing, and it's those fuel cells which are the key element in the hydrogen-powered car. Because what the fuel cell does is it takes the hydrogen usually stored in a compressed cylinder, and it really efficiently turns it into electricity, which then drives the electric motor. And the fuel cell is around twice as efficient as a combustion engine. So you can have a hydrogen-powered car using a combustion engine that just burns the hydrogen, but it's much better to use a fuel cell. Of course, this is a very new technology.